Hello, everybody. Just following on from our Loyola concert in New Orleans, where we arrived for the concert and then for 2 days of rest and relaxation, the first and only 2 days in the whole tour. But first of all, just to let you know, the Loyola concert went extremely well. Everybody in great voice, great band. And Sarah Jean McMahon, with whom we sang last year, she sang again with us this year. The change, though, in her circumstances was that only 2 weeks ago she had given birth to her first baby, Caroline Jane. So she's absolutely thrilled, over the moon, and it was the first opportunity she's had to sing in quite a few months, as you could understand. But she was really, really thrilled at having the opportunity. And for somebody who's gone through, I know, having had a baby and all the excitement, maybe the sleepless nights, she sang beautifully. She's obviously a real trooper when it comes to providing and producing the goods as a professional musician. So we had a really lovely time then, of course, the staff, Ricky and his catering team were more than generous and more than kind, providing us with a most beautiful early, shall we say, Thanksgiving Eve dinner, consisting of lovely chicken, a beautiful salad, and blue cheese, finishing off then with a traditional bread and butter pudding served with a rum and raisin sauce. We all partook of as much as we should before singing a concert, so it was really, really tasty and fueled us beautifully for the event. After the concert, we headed home in the late hours, having had numerous photographs taken. And all in all, it was lovely to be able to visit the Loyola University once again. It was a bit wet when we left the university site as we headed back down to our downtown hotel and settled for the night. But all in all, a really, really pleasant and wonderful experience for us all to be back in a lovely hall, the Roussel Hall. Tiered like a theatre, as you'd expect, but obviously for university purposes, it serves many, many functions as a place for maybe lectures, guest lecturers, professors, and chamber concerts. And the size of the theatre suited us really, really well, bringing people very close to the whole experience. A different acoustic from some of the halls we've been in before, and some of the wonderful, beautiful theatres that we've spoken about in previous audio booths, and that you can check out again on the picture section of our website and on the blogs. A drier kind of acoustic, this always is interesting for any musician or any soloist, any singer, going into a different hall. You have to adjust each time to the kind of acoustic there to get a sense of just exactly, you know, how you're singing, where you're singing, and how it's being heard. So each one of the venues we've been in thus far have presented their own challenges and, of course, their own acoustics. And sometimes the halls and theatres are like singing in church, which is very sympathetic, shall we say, to the human voice and to the instruments. So that's just to give you a little insight into what goes on in the mind of a singer and a performer in various halls. So that gives you an update on Loyola. Next audio boo will be on New Orleans.